Wuhan virus and what's going on in China. The basic thing that happened was the mayor. Now they call him a mayor. He's more of a governor. But the basic big thing is that the mayor wanted to warn people, but he wasn't allowed to warn people because China's government doesn't let local government make any public announcements without permission first. So before he could warn anybody, they had to be really careful to make sure that it wasn't going to cause panic. Well, it kind of hurts China's case kind of a little bit. For trying to have more control over Hong Kong and more control or to try to take control of Taiwan. It's massive incompetence. You centralize all that power. This is the problem with a powerful, powerful government. If the government has to do everything, nothing gets done because the government is too busy. Napoleon took over Europe because he didn't require such obedience from his generals. Of course you got to have obedience. You got to have order in the ranks, but he didn't, like, his generals didn't have to go get permission for every little thing. He gave them a wide berth. He said, okay, here's a goal. Help each other win the war. The goal is to stop the enemy and take over. Do what it takes. Stop the enemy before you ask me how to stop the enemy. Just do it. And so he'll be like, okay, I'm sending 3 units over that way. There's a few enemies over there. Find out where they are. Don't let them in. And so they just, each unit was kind of autonomous. Nobody knew where they were going because there weren't orders running around back and forth for where they were going to go. They just go to the general area and just scope stuff out. You got to open your hands and let people operate freely, make their own calls, make their own decisions in the moment. You've got to do that. If you don't do that, nothing gets done. And part of the big problem is, you know, that's why perfectionists never get anything done. Because if they can't do it perfectly, then they won't do it. And so stuff not getting done at all is a bigger problem than it getting done with a few little problems. Now, a panic. It's some other things that did happen. Okay, so Wuhan had its outbreak because they weren't allowed to contact, they weren't allowed to warn the public until the central government had given them the okay. And another thing too is it's China very frequently will just lie to the public about something if they can. Oh, no, there's no problem at all. Because they don't want, they're very big on what they let get out there. They're very controlling and very tight on information. It's impossible to get on Twitter anymore. You could try to use an illegal app, but VPNs don't work over there. That's what I'm gathering more and more, and it's dangerous to use them. I've had friends in China, and I haven't seen them on social media as much. It's just harder to get through. Maybe some of them disappeared for trying. They're very tight on information. There's no free speech over there because they don't want to cause public panic. So before they warn everybody that there's an outbreak of a virus, they're going to go run their little calculations on whether or not warning people will be, in the best interest of the party's popularity, the Communist Party. So while they run things through ask the Chinese version of Frank Luntz, how this is going to fare with the people, the outbreak is getting worse and worse and worse. And, you know, the local guy who says, okay, I could just warn a bunch of people just in this area. Okay. We got a possible outbreak. So everyone stay home, wear masks, watch where you travel. Like if he had just done that, there might not be an outbreak. But he's got to wait for the Chinese Communist Party to talk to the Chinese Frank Luntz. Frank Luntz, for those of you in Reed Rapids, Frank Luntz is a guy that does political research and focus groups and is often talking on especially Fox News around election time. So, okay, that's happening over in China. Now, in Taiwan, the premier, which is like the super secretary, okay, in America, the president is the head of the cabinet. In Taiwan, the cabinet is something else, pretty much approved the same way, but there's a super secretary. And that person has a lot of the power that the president would normally have. So the person answers to the president, kind of, like any secretary does, but there's a leader. That's called a premier. China has the same system. The premier of Taiwan, it'd be like Health and Human Services doing something like this. They've declared that medical masks in Taiwan should be rationed, and also that they cannot send, that Taiwan may not export any of its medical masks to China. Now, that's both absurd and brilliant. So it's absurd in the sense that Taiwan imports its medical masks from China in the first place. The reason that it's brilliant is because China actually does tend to just soak up everyone else's resources. I remember the price of scrap metal in America was through the roof during the months that China was building the 2008 China Olympics. I know that it was the World Olympics, but it was the China Olympics. We all had to sit through this 1 hour ceremony of the history of China, where at the end, everyone has one happy united world together. They used to joke about the Obama would say the word I more than most presidents in his State of the Union addresses. And so they called it the State of Obama speech. Well, you know, China, it's all about China. They just whatever Republicans could even accuse Obama of being in terms of narcissistic and self-absorbed, China is 1,000 times that. It's amazing. I remember talking with a lady, Taiwanese, who'd been in China for a long time. Really wonderful lady. No objections. But she'd picked up the bad social habit of just declaring that she was important. I am important. I'm like, okay. That's not how a free people talk. But over there, there's all this posturing, and it makes sense over there. So I didn't hold it against her because I get that. But it's like, you can't cooperate with other people, really, if you've got that bad habit. And they're full of that kind of stuff over there. So you've got this self-absorbed thing happening in China. They're trying to control this virus. And whenever there's a problem, China will just buy up everybody's stuff without thinking about it. They were building their Olympic ice cube cages and their arenas, just soaking up the metal resources around the world. And so that's when scrap metal prices really went up, and it was a good time to sell scrap metal. So, China just, they do this. And so it's possible that China could just literally buy all the masks in Taiwan in a day just by offering double the price for them. And so putting a ban, because China does this and they could do it, putting a, ban on exporting masks, to China, medical masks, that actually is kind of smart. The other issue, the World Health Organization, the thing is this: Taiwan should be in the World Health Organization anyway. China says, well, you want in, you got to let us control you after this disaster. Yeah, right. But that's how, China wants to use that as kind of a control card, a little string to dangle Taiwan on, to control them and say, you want in, you got to obey us. And so they're doing that. And the West sees it happening, and the West is saying, no, this is more important. So the West and Taiwan are really jumping on this. We should be in the World Health Organization. What's wrong with China? See? That's, and so that's going on. There's a little politicization of it, for sure. But why are we here in the first place? So I don't think that being in the World Health Organization is going to stop a major outbreak in Taiwan. If it happened, that'd be something else to see. But generally speaking, there's nothing emergency critical level or emergency level critical that would obligate, that would drive Taiwan to need to be in the World Health Organization right this instant. But for crying out loud, it sure would be wise. So, that's happening. And Taiwan will probably end up in the WHO, and that's under the United Nations. So we're talking China, or, you know, Taiwan rising in status and recognition in the United Nations. And there was this petition for Taiwan to be in the WHO. Japan's already said they want it. Canada, the EU's already said it. China's going to the EU asking them for medical supplies after they've been bullying the EU about Taiwan. After China's been creating all these problems, it's like, if you really want medical supplies, China, then close your border to Hong Kong and quarantine yourselves. Don't try to keep more open borders with more places. If they want medical supplies, they need to contain the outbreak so not as many medical supplies would be needed. But China's not doing that. There, you know, if China did have control over Hong Kong, then they should order Carrie Lam to close the border, or at least China should close its border with Hong Kong if they're that benevolent, if they're deserving. But, you know, they're not thinking that. And then, you know, at the same time, there is a panic problem. I go outside, everybody's wearing a mask. Now, I was seeing statistics recently that the number of people affected by this virus compared to SARS is incredibly low. It's like 2% or something. Like, the risk of this thing is not, I mean, we're not talking about the movie Outbreak. You know, we're not talking apocalypse here. I think something about the virus causes pneumonia. That's kind of the word on the street. And it's like, okay, well, you just treat the person for pneumonia and then, you know, that's the end of it. It's not like Ebola where the virus kills you. There's a run on masks in Taiwan. Everyone's just totally outright panicking. So one of the brilliant things that Taiwan has done is they were on a holiday for 2 weeks, Chinese Lunar New Year. The Chinese celebrate the Lunar New Year. And Taiwan's government just simply extended it a few weeks. And then they said, we're going to make summer break a little bit shorter. Keep all the kids home while we keep everything contained, lock down the borders, find out who's sick and where they went. Let's kind of let this thing simmer before we send all the kiddies back to the classroom. So that's brilliant. But then they imposed a ration on masks. So I'm not wearing a mask because the government has enforced rations on them. You think about that. I can't find any masks in the store. By the government rationing masks, the Taiwanese break the law all the time anyway, because there's so many stupid laws, because their culture was made in China. It's not as bad as China, as you can see. But the laws don't make sense over here. In order to survive in China, you've got to ignore the central government and make the calls on your own, or else they'll force you to let an outbreak happen for political reasons. You know, that goes on. So in Taiwan, they grew used to the same culture from Chiang Kai-shek. It's not the communism making them do this. It's the old Confucian culture of China, no matter what political system or ideology they have. It's a cultural issue. And so Taiwan's been coming out of that, but people are just used to ignoring the law. Well, they said, okay, we're not exporting any masks to China. That's half stupid, half brilliant. Okay. But then there's a run on masks, and they say, okay, 3 masks a day for everybody. The government made this ration rule. Well, now there's an even greater run on masks. You know, they say everyone's supposed to get only 3 masks per day. You can't find them anywhere. Everyone's wearing them all. So I'm not wearing a mask when I go outside. Now, fortunately, I've always got a few masks around the house because of China's dirty air coming across the Taiwan Strait, making everyone sick. So, of course, I'm always prepared with a few masks on hand. But, you know, I'm a healthy person. I don't cough and sneeze on people. You know, if I go to a public place, I'll take a mask out of my pocket and put it on. But generally, I'm not wearing a mask. And the reason is because Taiwan rationed them. Since they've rationed the masks, it's even harder to get them. Because then people will just, it just makes them even more and more in demand. So you got some incompetence going on in Taiwan there. You know, mass panic. It really gives people power and popularity, money. Medical mask companies are really going to do well off of this. But, you know, I'm a clean person. I'm a healthy person. I know it's not a fatal disease. I take good care of my body. I don't get sick. Dengue was over here. I came over during H1N1, never had a problem. And I know how to deal with myself if I do. I know how to watch what I'm doing if I do. But I think by me walking down the street not wearing a mask, I might actually help some people to calm the F down a little bit. F for fuzz. So, be safe and responsible. My goodness, we got to stay calm. Interesting topic for tomorrow.